Best two-player card games for couples 2026. Imani here. I brought the receipts, the table test, and one strong opinion. Pick by mood, Lost Cities or The Fox in the Forest for cozy nights, Hanamikoji or Radlands for a real head-to-head, and Marvel Champions if you want a story you build together over weeks. Every one of these is genuinely two-player first, not a big-box game squeezed down to two. Okay, so here's the thing nobody tells you about playing card games as a couple. The best one isn't the deepest, or the prettiest, or the one that won the most awards. It's the one that comes back out. The one that lives on the nightstand or in the carry-on. The one of you reaches for at 9 p.m. when you're too tired for rules but not too tired for a rematch. We read the whole community to build this, the forum threads, the publisher pages, the couples who have put 100 plays on the same little box, and what kept surfacing over and over is that couples want asterisk range. A cozy pick and a vicious one. Something for the plane and something for the long Sunday. So that's how this guide is sorted, by mood, not by score. Each game below is genuinely designed for two players first. No supports 2 to 5, plays best with 4, bait and switch. Every price is verified against the maker or a real retailer as of June 2026, and we point you straight to the people who made it because Puzzlewick is a wonder library, not a checkout counter. We don't sell, we point. A quick word on what card game means here, we kept it generous. A few of these patchwork hive pocket lean Thailand token, but they live in the same drawer, teach in the same 5 minutes, and earn their place on any couple's shelf, so in they go, clearly flagged. Everything else is cards, full stop. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. What's the best two-player card game for couples overall, if you only buy one, by Jaipur? It's the answer the whole community keeps circling back to, and the reason is almost embarrassingly simple. It does everything a couple's game needs to do and nothing it doesn't. You're two rival traders in a Rajasthan market, grabbing camels, hoarding silk and spices, and racing to cash in goods before your partner corners the same market. A full game is 15 minutes, a rematch sets up in under one. The decisions are sharp enough to argue about and light enough to laugh off. What makes it couple-proof is the emotional shape of it. Nobody gets crushed 100-3. Games end close, somebody pulls a clever bonus token at the last second, and the loser immediately wants to go again, which is exactly the loop you want when it's just the two of you and a glass of wine. The Vincent Dutrate art in the current Space Cowboys edition is genuinely beautiful. The components are chunky and tactile, and it teaches in literally one round of, oh, I get it now. It's not the deepest game on this list, that's Seven Wonders Duel or Hanamikoji, and it's not the coziest, that's Lost Cities. But as the one game that fits every couple, every mood, and every skill gap, nothing beats it. It's the default for a reason. Bring a competitive streak you forgot you had and zero excuses, because this one sets up faster than you can pour two drinks. The community's worst-kept secret, ask any forum, best two-player card game for couples in Jaipur is in the first three replies every single time. It's so consistently recommended it's almost a meme, but the meme is right. When everyone agrees, sometimes it's just because the thing is that good. Take the camels, nobody wants camels feel like junk. But grabbing the whole camel herd refills your hand and lets you take multiple goods on a future turn. The partner who treats camels as a resource, not a leftover, usually wins. Hoard early. Cash big later. Which two-player card game is best for a cozy, low-stakes night? Some nights you don't want to asterisk fight. You want a glass of something, a blanket, and a game that hums along without making anyone feel dumb. That's Lost Cities and The Fox in the Forest, two cozy classics that couples reach for when the goal is pleasant, not victorious. Lost Cities is Reiner Nizia at his gentlest. You're funding expeditions to ruined places, playing ascending sequences of cards, and constantly sweating the question, do I commit to this expedition or cut my losses? The tension is real but soft, it's a game of quiet groans, not table flips. The Fox in the Forest is the prettier, slightly trickier option, a two-player trick-taking game wrapped in fairy tale art, where odd-numbered cards trigger storybook abilities that bend the rules mid-hand. It's the rare trick-taker built only asterisk for two, which is shockingly hard to design well. There's also a fully cooperative version, Fox in the Forest Duet Asterisk, if you'd rather play as a team, more on cooperative below. Bring a blanket, the good lamp, and the kind of evening where who won matters less than one more hand. Lost Cities scales its mood play to a single hand for a 20-minute wind down or best of three rounds for a fuller evening. The optional sixth expedition, included in the current edition, adds risk without adding rules. Leave it out your first few games. Trick-taking is the secret couples genre everyone reaches for trading and deck building, but the community sleeps on two-player trick-takers like Fox in the Forest. They're cozy, fast, and the bluffing is asterisk delicious with someone who knows your tells. If you've never tried one as a couple, start here. What's the most intense head-to-head card game for two? And then there are the nights you absolutely asterisk do asterisk want to fight. For pure, sharpen your knives, I can't believe you did that tension, the community points two directions, Hanamikoji for elegant mind games and Radlands for a post-apocalyptic brawl. Hanamikoji is, no exaggeration, one of the most perfect tense two-player designs ever made. You're courting seven geisha by playing cards across a row, but the genius is in *4 one-time actions. You'll secretly set cards aside, force your partner to choose between two pairs, discard face down. It's bluffing and double-thinking distilled to 15 taut minutes, and the loser always knows exactly the turn they blew it. Radlands is the loud one. It's a competitive dueling card game where you're defending three camps with a wasteland of mutants, machines, and event cards ticking down like little time bombs. Where Hanamikoji is a fencing match, Radlands is a bar fight you both enjoy. Bring your poker face for one and your trash talk for the other, and maybe a rule that the loser does the dishes. Hanamikoji is a relationship stress test, affectionate, you will read your partner's mind, you will be wrong. You will get got by a bluff so clean you have to put the cards down and just stare. Couples who love it precisely because it's so personal, it's two-player chess with feelings. If you can lose this game and laugh, you're going to be fine. In Hanamikoji, your discard is a weapon newer players obsess over the geisha they're winning. Veterans obsess over the two-card gift and three-card compromise actions. Controlling which choice your partner gets is how you steal contested geisha. Plan those two actions before you ever play to the board. Are there good two-player card games you play as a team? Yes, and honestly, for a lot of couples, cooperative games are the asterisk real answer. Not everyone wants to beat their partner. Some of us want to high-five over a shared win and groan together over a shared loss, and that's where cooperative two-player shines. The crown jewel is Sky Team. You and your partner are pilot and co-pilot landing a passenger plane, placing dice into your own cockpit panels, but here's the hook, you can't talk during the placement round. You communicate through the board, through where you put your dice, through a shared held breath as you balance the plane, manage the flaps, and bring it down without overshooting. It won Spiel des Jahres 2024, the biggest award in the hobby, and it deserved it. It's barely a game and somehow unforgettable. Couples report a genuine telepathy that's hilarious and a little romantic. And Fox in the Forest Duet turns the cozy trick-taker above into a fully cooperative puzzle across a winding forest path. Bring a shared nervous laugh, your best wordless eye contact, and a willingness to lose asterisk together. Cooperative is the most underrated date night genre. Everyone gifts couples competitive games and then acts surprised when one partner stops wanting to play. Cooperative flips it. You're on the same team against the game. Sky Team in particular is the one we'd hand to a couple where one person doesn't like board games. It converts skeptics. In Sky Team, silence is the design, respect it, the whole game is communicating through die placement, not words. The temptation to whisper, put it there, ruins it. Lean into the constraint, agree on a wordless system beforehand, which panels you each prioritize, then let the tension do its job on approach. Which two-player card game travels best? If your relationship runs on flights, road trips, hotel rooms, and the cramped corner of a brewery table, you need games that survive a backpack. The community's travel MVPs are small, near indestructible, and play on a tray table. Hive Pocket is the king here. It's an abstract bug-stacking duel like chess where you build the board as you go, racing to surround your opponent's queen bee. The pieces are thick, tumbled Bakelite tiles in a little drawstring bag. There's no board to lose, nothing to blow off a table, and it plays in 20 minutes. Tiles not cards, but it's the single most travel-proof two-player game we know, so it's in. For genuinely tiny card options, The Fox in the Forest and Lost Cities above both pack down small, and Jaipur fits in a coat pocket if you sleeve the cards and ditch the box insert. Star Realm's next section is also a phenomenal traveler, it's just cards. Bring a tray table, a tolerance for turbulence, and the smug satisfaction of being the couple actually having fun in seat 14. Sleeve the small box games before you travel. Backpack life is brutal on cardboard. A few dollars of card sleeves keeps Jaipur, Lost Cities, and Fox in the Forest alive for years of trips, and lets you ditch bulky inserts to save space. Hive Pocket needs none of this, the tiles are basically immortal. Your phone is not the travel game, okay, but have you seen what couples say after they swap airport doomscrolling for one little game box? Hive Pocket or Jaipur on a delayed flight beats two people silently scrolling the same feed 3 feet apart. The bar for better than your phone is low, and these clear it by a mile. Is there a card game couples can play over WEKS like a campaign? This is the request we get most from couples who have already worn out a few quick games. We want something with legs, something that's still going next month. There are two great answers, depending on whether you want to play together or against asterisk each other. For a shared story you build over weeks, Marvel Champions, the card game is the pick. The deck building becomes its own between sessions hobby. Couples report tinkering with their decks on the couch like it's a shared craft project. It's a space combat deck builder you can play head-to-head forever, and there's even a Frontiers expansion and campaign content if you want structured progression. The base game alone has carried couples through hundreds of plays. And if over weeks for you means emotional depth rather than mechanical, Fog of Love next, in the spicy section, is a relationship simulator that plays like a season of a rom-com. Bring a shelf you're willing to dedicate, a few weeks of date nights, and the patience to let a story unfold one session at a time. The campaign over weeks itch is usually a deck builder itch couples ask for legacy games and then bounce off the one and done destruction. What they actually want is a game that grows and a deck builder like Star Realms or Marvel Champions scratches it for a fraction of the price, with no stickers to peel and nothing you can't replay. Marvel Champions, build to a clock, not a fantasy, the villain scheme is a timer. New pairs overbuild their dream combo and lose to the scheme advancing. Decide together who's the aggro deck racing the villain's health and who's the control deck holding back threat, and the campaign gets dramatically more winnable. Final verdict. If you want one game, by Jaipur, it's the trading duel that fits every couple, every mood, and every skill gap, and it sets up for a rematch faster than you can pour two drinks. From there, build a shelf by mood. Seven Wonders Duel for the deep strategy nights, Sky Team when you'd rather win together than apart, Hanamikoji or Radlands when you want to actually fight, Lost Cities or the Fox in the Forest for cozy windowns, Hive Pocket for the carry-on, and Marvel Champions when you want a story that lasts the month. The whole community keeps circling these same titles for a reason. They're not big games squeezed down to two, they're built for two from the first card. Bring a date night and a competitive streak you forgot you had. Still deciding? Take the Game Finder, answer seven quick questions, and the cabinet hands you the one board game built for your table with a buy link and your own shareable player talisman. Frequently asked questions. What is the single best two-player card game for couples? Jaipur. It's fast 15 minutes, gorgeous, teaches in one round, resets for a rematch in under a minute, and ends close enough that the loser always wants to go again. It fits every couple regardless of skill gap, which is why it's the near-universal community recommendation. What's the best two-player card game if we want real strategy? You draft cards into a tableau and chase three different victory conditions, science, military, or civic, with every choice mattering and multiple sudden-death win paths keeping it tense. It's widely considered the gold standard for two-player strategy and still plays in about 30 minutes. Are there good cooperative card games for two players? Yes, and they're some of the best couples games, period. Cooperative is the genre we'd recommend to a couple where one person doesn't usually like board games. Which two-player card game is best for travel? Is there a romantic or spicy two-player game for couples? It leans emotional and story-driven rather than explicitly spicy, but it's the closest thing to a date night in a box and a real conversation starter for couples. What two-player card game can we play over several weeks like a campaign? Both grow over time without legacy-style permanent destruction. What's the best cheap two-player card game? Do these games really work with just two players or do they play better with more? Every game on this list is designed two-player first. Jaipur, Seven Wonders Duel, Sky Team, Hanamikoji, Lost Cities, The Fox in the Forest, Hive Pocket, and Radlands are strictly or primarily two-player games. Star Realms and Marvel Champions support more players but play excellently at two. None of these are big box games squeezed down, that's the whole point of the list. We're not into superheroes or sci-fi, what should we pick? Theme light or grounded options abound, Jaipur Indian Spice Market Trading, Lost Cities Expeditions, Patchwork Quilting, Hanamikoji Japanese Geisha, Hive Pocket Abstract Insects, and Sky Team Aviation. You can build a full, varied couples shelf without a single cape or laser.